Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Welcome to Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and we are going to be talking about marketing your business. This segment is all about entrepreneurship. It is a serious but fun business interactive show for those who are in business or looking to start a business. If you want to get ahead in your business endeavors and you got a product or service that you would like to get on top of mind of today's consumer and have fun in the process, then this is definitely the show for you. We're going to be talking about the steps you need to take to marketing your business. A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, small business people, whether you're in sales or marketing yourself, this is the time and this is the show where you get to learn step by step some of the greatest concepts that you need to take when it comes to your business endeavors. So before we do anything else, we must play our disclaimer. So after our disclaimer is played, we're going to come back and give you some great tips on the basics of marketing your business and seven reasons why marketing is so important to your business and what you need to do to get started. So here we are with our disclaimer.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. We are talking about business in the making, marketing your business. So we're going to give you some great tips on why it is important to market your business. But before we do that, we're going to give you 10 low-cost ways to market your business. And why is it so important to do so? Too many small business owners think marketing is like a trip to the dentist. Oh, my God. They like it's grudgery work to market your business. But believe it or not, it's one of those necessary things that you need to do. I know most business owners are so used to doing what they do best, which is the business part of their business. They're good at their skill set. So if you sell widgets, you're good at the widget making. But what you need to understand is that although whatever your product or whatever your service is, that's not really the business that you're in. You are really in the selling and marketing of your business. That is what you really do. You don't really do whatever your skill set is, because just because you build it does not necessarily mean that they will come. And the only way that your customers or potential customers and clients will ever know that you exist and that you have built something or that you have a particular service for them is if you market yourself. So when it comes to marketing, this is something that you must do on a continuous basis. Yes, you do definitely need to find your target, but even within that, you still need to make sure that you are targeting and marketing your product and your service on a continual basis. So, without further ado, I'm going to give you some great ideas. These are 10 ideas that you can do that don't cost a lot of money, believe it or not. So one of the things you need to do is take steps to make the customers feel special. So those of you all who already have existing customers, hooray, hooray for you. But don't forget that although you might have a particular customer base, you may even have some loyal customers, but do you leave them at the wayside once they make their purchase from you? Don't you understand that you need to make sure that you constantly court them and keep them coming? So you definitely want to recognize and reward your customers. Make sure that you're giving them exactly what they need and what they want. That is what is most important. Customer responds to being recognized. They love that. So if you give a little something extra or a little acknowledgement, send them an e-card of some sort. You know, give them a customer loyalty percentage off. It's one of the things that you can do with your existing customers. It doesn't take a whole lot. Trust me. Just sending them a handwritten thank you would be great. Or even if you send them a thank you via email, that's even great. But the point is, that's one of the things that does not cost you anything but a little time, ingenuity, to thank those existing customers, because without your customers, you would have no business. So number two, create business cards that prospects can keep. Okay, I know a lot of us have the business cards we give out, and a lot of times you collect so many that you end up tossing. Well, instead of making the business cards that you have that the people don't necessarily look at, you want to make one that actually will get used and reused. So one of the best things you can do is, remember, this is a marketing tool, and you want something that's going to definitely put your customers at a call of action. So instead of just having the basic information that most people always have on their business card, you might want to take the time to actually put an offer on there. Make it more of like a coupon of some sort. Make it where they actually have to come in, do something, do a survey, get something, win something. Do something that's going to create a reason for your customers to contact you or some type of call to action. So, like I said, most business cards are tossed within the meeting of a half an hour after the meeting. You'll be a part of a whole glamorate of business cards that have just been collected. Never looked at, but collected. And you don't want that to happen. So, what you need to make sure, like we always said, is make sure that you have the highest visibility and you want the remembrance factor to be a part of it. So marketing yourself on your business card because it speaks when you're not there. So therefore, like I said, when it comes to your business card, be very creative. Make it where something where your customers or potential customers have to do something. Getting a response from your business card. Number three, stop servicing break-even customers. Okay, if this idea makes you gasp or think hard, you're failing to see the failure rate increasing sales and boosting your profitability. So you don't want to just think about your customers as being unprofitable to you. So you need to make sure that you're courting the right customers the first time. More than 20% of the customer base contributes to 150 to 200% of the annual profit or 70% of your break-even. So you have to start looking at your customers realistically. If you are putting more dollars in the wrong niche market, then you're not actually doing very well for yourself. So what you need to do is look at your product and service and actually see who does my product or service speak to. And then you spend those marketing dollars in the right place, courting the right type of customers so that you can increase your customer base as well as increase your profitability. Number four. Develop an electronic mailing list or do it the old-fashioned way. Now, believe it or not, newsletters really do work. They're very cost-effective, very low cost, actually, and they really help, especially because email marketing is now nearly the quickest way to stand out, personalizing all of your letters to your customers and prospective customers. Believe it or not, they want to hear from you. They want to know what's going on with your business, and they want to be in the loop. So you need to appear and appeal to them as often as possible. If you're given a discount on their next purchase, if they sign up for your newsletter, you can give them where they actually have a referral rewards program with your existing customers. They get something off if they refer someone to your website or if they refer someone as a new customer. Giving back is the best thing that you can do to your existing customers and also gain more customers with the referral program. And you can also, if they sign up for your newsletter, you can give them even more incentive to stay in touch, to stay on top of your customer base. Number five, boost your profile at trade shows and conferences. Okay, for those of you all who have to do the trade show and conferences, you definitely want to be very creative because you want to stand out from all of your other competition. Have you ever gone to a trade show or conference and every other booth looks like every other booth? And you don't know one from the other. And then at the end of the day, when the conference is over, you can't even remember who it was that you saw on the trade show floor. So you want to make sure that you stand out above and beyond the rest, making that impression the best impression that you can possibly do. You can quickly create signage, glossy postcards, with your contact information, product news inserts, and many event websites. You can do all of this. And actually, Microsoft Publisher is one of the great versatile functions that you can use that's right on your desktop. So I'm telling you, be creative. Use what you have to make the most of what you want to make. You definitely need to think outside the box if you want to make yourself appear above and beyond the rest, especially on the trade show floor. When you're doing your conferences, you must make sure that you stand out above and beyond. Number six, combine business with pleasure and charities. Now, actually, believe it or not, word of mouth is the best marketing. When you combine your business, your pleasure, and your charity work all together, you'll be so surprised at what new prospects you can actually gain. And networking is a great way to help marketing your business. Spearheading an event, a party, a conference for a cause that you care about will put you in a position to get a lot more people and to show off your small business leadership skills. That's right. If you host the annual baseball game and you take hundreds of clients to your town's Major League baseball, basketball, or whatever the sport is, and you sponsor that, and you, or if you raise money for a great cause, and you are part of the sponsorship for that, remember, your signage gets in the top of mind of all of the people that are at that event, making sure that you stand above and beyond the rest is a part of your marketing. So believe it or not, even in your business and pleasure or even at your charity events, if you are sponsoring one of these events, word of mouth about all the great work that you do way beyond your skill set will go and speak volumes for you, even beyond the event itself. Number eight, become an online expert. Okay, this is completely simple, and guess what? It is completely free. That's right. Research active email decision lists, online bulletin boards, blogging is a great way to show off your skill set and also to deem you a part of the expert elite. So, being a collegiate part of this, making yourself appear to be the expert or resident expert will pay off big time. If you open up any blog and you read it and you follow those people, guess what? If you're following them, that means someone else is following them. So why not open up and start a blog or a forum yourself? By doing this, it will put you at the top of mind of a lot of people that don't necessarily or probably would not necessarily visit your website. But because you are speaking about a topic in which they are passionate about or at least have an interest in, you at 9 times out of 10, will have an opportunity to market your business, your skills, or your service to a lot of people who will potentially be a client. So this is a great way for you to give back plenty by giving your information, your ideas, and your thoughts about a particular product. If you have experience in, a lot of people want to hear from you. Small business marketing consultants, I'm telling you, will be the best way to prove yourself as being an expert. Start that blog today. It doesn't cost you anything, and you will be right on your way of actually having people to follow you, and you can talk about anything and everything that you are passionate about and that other people want to hear about. And at the end of that, you can also tell them, hey, visit my website for more information. And that will get you more people to come to see what your business is about, what book you offer, or anything else that you have that constitutes you as an expert and therefore makes you closer to getting that sale. So therefore, that is called marketing. It is not direct marketing, but it is a way of establishing yourself, which is what all businesses need to do. Number 9, court local media. That's right. You can actually court the local media. If you do that, you will be pleasantly surprised about all of the things that you will be able to get as advertising. In addition, did you know that you can actually get free? That's right. You can actually get free marketing in your local TV, newspaper, radio, because guess what? Every journalist needs a story. So when they don't have a resident expert, you can be that expert that they want to talk to. Do a press release. That is important. When you do that, you are establishing yourself as an expert, and they're always looking for that. They always want someone who has their hands up on some new event, new way of doing something. So guess if they need a story, they will come to you first. If they want to follow up on something, you will be the first person that they will talk to. So that is a great way of getting yourself established, adding some credibility, and also get you in contact with prospective clients or customers. Don't be shy about getting paid advertisements, too. But we try to make sure that you cover all of the bases. Doing the press release is completely free. Making sure that you get in touch with all of the journalists, your trade magazines. You want to make sure that you touch everything, the local paper, the TV, the radio shows. This is a great way for you to establish yourself, add some credibility, and I, of all people, would tell you that this is the best way to go. Number 10, don't let customers simply slip away. Make an effort to reel them back in. It costs a lot of money to gain a new customer. It doesn't cost that much to retain the ones that you have. Do not forget to say thank you for doing business, because they don't have to do business with you. But you want to reward them and court them constantly for the fact that they did think enough to do business with you. So those are some of the things, the 10 things that you can do for marketing basics. Now, I'm going to give you quickly 7 reasons why marketing is very important to your business. Now, you may not understand this, but even if your company is making money, did you realize that you could be making a whole lot more if you do the proper marketing? There are even more than a notion about marketing. There are so many things that you can do and several functions that include what you need to do. And I know a lot of this can be a little bit confusing. Developing your product and service that customers want. Like I said before at the beginning of this broadcast, even if you are creating something that you like, you need to make sure that what you're creating is what your customers want, or you're fulfilling a need that they would like to have met. So, pricing and products and service correctly. So make sure that you're pricing your product or service correctly is most important. Making the product or service readily available to your customers. What is your turnaround time from the time that you take the item off the shelf or the time that they have that your customers order from you? How long does it take for the customer to actually get your product or service in their hands? Because that will determine whether or not they continue to do business with you and whether or not they will give you a referral. Promoting your product or service, which is done, it has to be done correctly. Remember, you only have one time to make a great first impression. Marketing communication creates a top-of-mind awareness, which is one of the things that you definitely must do. Have you ever just taken the time to sit there, watch television, and there's a commercial that keeps popping up? Remember, repetition is definitely the mother of skill. You constantly see the same commercials over and over again, and it is seeping into your subconscious mind. And later on, when you're not even thinking about it, if you go to the grocery store and you have to go grocery shopping, those products that from those commercials that you have either seen on television or heard on the radio or even perused on the web will be the first things that you normally will grab, especially if you go to the grocery store without a grocery list. 9 times out of 10, everyone is going to remember the M&M commercial, the Doritos commercial, the Bud Light commercials, or any commercial like that, and you'll be amazed at what comes at the top of mind right when you're in the store, and you will absentmindedly just grab it. Prefer brands and command premium prices for short and long term. Go through the process of demanding your company's unique value position, because that's what's most important, not necessarily the price. If you create value for your customer wants the best value for their dollar, not necessarily the cheapest price. They would prefer to have something that of great value. Premium prices, great value is what stands out most. 3, happy customers not only send referrals, they create and perceive the value for you without you even having to do anything. You give great service and great value to your products or the services that you provide, and you'll be surprised about how well your customers will actually do more marketing by word of mouth than you could probably ever do. And guess what? We will buy quicker from a friend referring us than any commercial that stands out on television, on the web, or even radio. 4, which is great. You really need to understand this. Planned marketing communications creates a system that can be replicated. This is the thing. When it comes to your marketing, most people think about their budgets and where to allocate it, instead of really thinking about what is our product, what is our service, and what is our niche market, and what can we do to create the most positive, productive marketing to our customer base. And that's what you really need to think about. Then from there, think about how you can best dial out your marketing dollars. 5, repeat revenue streams ensures a profit now and definitely a profit later. Okay, this really falls more than ever into the marketing function of your business. When it comes to communicating the small marketing strategies, not only focusing on the cost on the company's core marketing value position, but actually looking at your marketing income stream. What is it that we're doing, or what can we do better to create a better recurrent revenue? Is there something that you could do or are doing that will bring you even more money? Then that's what you need to spend time on and really look at and gain a better perspective on that direction. 6, nothing lasts forever. Marketing is a long-term investment, and you cannot just think that you can do it once and you don't have to do it again. Remember, this is something that you must constantly do. You must court the customers that you already have, and you must cohort the ones that you want, your prospective customers. this is very important. You need to put together a step plan to constantly keep in contact with all of your customers. By doing this, you make it great for yourself and great for your prospective and your current customer base. Now, last but not least, number 7, guess what? Your employees, they are the ambassadors of your brand. They are actually selling and marketing for you on the job and off the job. So that is why it is important to make sure that your employees are on point when it comes to your business, because they are a true reflection of your brand. By putting your employees in a position where they understand that is the business is also a part of them, making them feel like they have some sort of ownership in it, not necessarily on the sense of the stock in the company or anything like that, but making sure that you make your place of employment one in which they are happy to be employed there and therefore will be even happier to boost your brand and sell your product. I hope that some of these strategies have helped you. We're going to go in more depth about marketing your business as the weeks to come. And I want to thank you for joining us for Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. So until next time, keep your business, your product, your service on the top of mind and giving you step-by-step instructions on the way. This is what Secure Your Life Business in the Making is all about.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, no holds barred conversations, Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z, taking financial education to the next level, helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.